Track 5. Flashback of the week. As we approach July, our transatlantic cousins will be celebrating the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July. But what was the 4th of July all about? The 4th of July is the most significant national holiday in the United States. It celebrates the Declaration of Independence, adopted on the 4th of July, 1776. The 13 colonies of America declared themselves to be states and no longer part of the British Empire, though the Revolutionary War continued for some time after. Well, what's the story behind it? The original United States of America was made up of a collection of East Coast states known as the 13 colonies. These were Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Georgia, Connecticut, Massachusetts Bay, Maryland, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Virginia, New York, North Carolina, and Rhode Island, and Providence Plantations. These were mainly agricultural colonies. They were run by the British, who had been present on the continent since 1587, and exploited for their resources, in particular, tobacco. While the relationship between the settlers and the British was once amicable, tensions began to escalate over British laws and taxes, such as the Sugar Act, driven by British financial needs. There was also a growing sense of nationalism in the country. From 1765, some settlers began to demand no taxation without representation, and calling for their voice to be heard in the British Parliament. This tension sometimes erupted into fighting and acts of dissent, such as the Boston Tea Party in 1773. The event was a protest against the Tea Act, legislation which gave the British East India Company a monopoly on the sales of tea in the 13 colonies. Further ill-feeling was caused by the Coercive Acts, which became known as the Intolerable Acts to the American Patriots, which were implemented in response to the Boston Tea Party. The laws took power away from semi-autonomous Massachusetts. In response to these factors, Continental Congresses, a meeting of delegates from the 13 colonies, were convened. At the second meeting in 1775, a war of independence against Britain was declared. The next year, the Declaration of Independence was signed by 56 representatives of 13 self-styled states, previously known as the 13 colonies. The signatories included the future president, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin. The conflict continued until the 1783 Treaty of Paris, which ended the war in favour of an independent America. How has it been celebrated through history? Fireworks, speeches, parties, feasts and general celebrations have marked the day since the 18th century. In Bristol, Rhode Island, there was a statute of 13 gunshots in the morning and evening in 1777. The town has held the nation's longest-running Independence Day celebration. In 1778, George Washington, then a general in the Revolutionary Army, issued his troops with a double rum ration. the first recorded music commemorating independence was the Psalm of Joy, written by Johann Friedrich Peter in Salem, North Carolina. Many towns and cities across the US have their own annual celebrations. Firework displays and parties are the most well-known activities associated with Independence Day. All major cities have fireworks displays, and there is also one given by the White House. As a national holiday, it also serves as an occasion for reunions and vacations.